This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, a band that I had in a weird time that we were doing, you know, a lot of interviews via Zoom. It was good for what it was. It was keeping people active. It was giving people an outlet. It was, having these strong connections and in conversations in a time that we needed it the most. But there is nothing better than having bands that I talk to during the pandemic and actually meeting them in person. And one of those bands is a band from Bremerton called Generation Decline. Welcome to the studio, y'all.
Hey. Thanks
for having us.
Absolutely. So let's go around the room, reintroduce yourselves, and tell us what you do in Generation Decline.
Well, I'm Trevor. I play the bass guitar. And lend a lot of emotional support to my band.
Okay, nice. I'm sure they appreciate it.
I'm Ian, and I play the drums.
Awesome.
I'm Angel. I am on vocals.
Andy here. I play guitar and jump around a lot.
Nice. Are you going to need a knee replacement in a few years because of that? Those hardcore jumps, you know?
Me? No, yeah. No.
It's funny you say that.
Me has been hurting.
So what's been up since I talked to you guys last? You guys have done some touring, right?
Yeah, we went up to Europe in April. We did 3 weeks in April and May and started in Central Europe. Went over to Eastern Europe, did Macedonia, Serbia, went south to Greece, Italy, and then kind of did a loop back towards Central Europe, flew back out of there.
Wow.
And this was our fifth run in Europe this time, so we absolutely love it there.
Yeah. It's like a second home at this point.
That's incredible. So, there's probably going to be a lot of like local people and people that play in here in Seattle that are listening. How do you suggest getting over to Europe as a band? Is it just making connections? Is it a label that flies you out? Or is it just your guys do it yourselves?
I think it's a lot of making those connections, because when you play with bands that come over from Europe and you bond with them, it's like you want to go, you want to share your hometown with them, and they want to share theirs with you. So it's a nice place to interact with each other.
Yeah, we ended up meeting up with our buddy Dennis, who books our Euro tours, and he played actually at the Morgue. That was this really cool DIY spot in Georgetown.
Yes, pirate punk spot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we played with him.
My other home back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played with him back in like 2012 or 2013. And just really hit it off. And he kind of put the offer out there. And he was like, hey, if you guys want to fly over there, you can use my back line. I'll book your entire tour. We just ended up becoming lifelong homies from that moment. And he's been to the U.S. a bunch of times. He's actually flying back here later on this year. So
that's incredible.
Making a really good connection. So,
what band was he in?
He was in Radio Bikini and Suicide State.
That's awesome.
And Dirty Protest.
And Dirty Protest, too. Yeah. All based out of Netherlands.
Wow. What was your favorite? What's been your favorite place in Europe to play, do you think?
Oh, that's a rough one.
That's a rough one. Pick your favorite child.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think our, like, home away from home over there is definitely the Netherlands, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to all the Eindhoven homies.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Grindhoven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I interviewed a band called The Ocean, and they're a band from Germany, and one of the singers said that he kind of grew up in the hardcore scene, and he grew up in like a lot of the like squats that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, have you guys played in or stayed in any of those?
Yeah.
That's mainly what we play when we go over there, is a lot of squats, and then it's not a whole lot of bars. It's a lot of squats and a lot of festivals and house party kind of things. So it's a very DIY concept when we go over.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely all based around the DIY scene for the most part. The squat, like all the squats over there are just amazing. Like that whole culture and just like the freedom that comes with it, it's really inspiring.
And some of these places have been around for decades.
Dude, it's unreal.
We did,
and like the art at all these places too. Yeah, it's,
we did Villa Freakin's last show and our first tour over there, and they had been around for 15 years. They were in Denmark, I think.
Netherlands,
yeah. But they had been around for 15 years, and that was like one of the longer standing squats, and
wow,
it was just brilliant. Like, you'd walk through the place and there was just art in every single room. It was just dripping with inspiration every place that you'd walk through. So,
and so when you say that you played their last show, what does that mean? Were they tearing it down?
The squat got shut down because people came in and bought up the
gentrification
took over. They bought up the spaces, and then they had to move spaces, but the resilience of the DIY scene is, it's beautiful to where you'd shut down one squat and 6 months later, there's another place going with the same concept, with the same idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very inspirational.
Mm-hmm. It's just a huge passion project spread out like across the entire continent. It's wild, man.
Wow. Yeah. You think any of that would ever happen over here in the United States?
We're trying.
I would love to.
We're trying so hard to inspire it.
Yeah.
Well, over there in, when we were in Switzerland, they were telling us they actually, ironically enough, squatted a Swiss watch factory. And they were like, you know, if a building stays vacant for an X amount of time, the landlord has about a year to come up with a business plan with what they're going to do with the property. And if not, then as long as you're using it for an art space, you're allowed to do it. The cops actually came in there, turned on their water and power, and weren't harassing them and stuff. So it's, from what we've heard, it's getting a little bit harder in Western Europe to do this, because it's with they're trying to gentrify a lot of these spots. So it's, some of them are getting shut down, but you know, like Angel said, it's one place gets shut down, there's many more that'll take that space.
I know it's not a squat or anything, but it does remind me of, there's a spot called Niemoto downtown now, and it's it's the old Bartel Drugs on 3rd, it's an art space that has punk shows. Yeah. And so this Bartel Drugs got hollowed out, and now they just have, it's a 24/7 art space, and they have a bunch of punk shows, they have a bunch of vintage, you know, vendors there and stuff like that. It's pretty rare. I'm sure, you know, it's not a squat or anything. They have to pay some fee,
but still
turning something like Bartels into that would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, totally.
Let's see more of that.
Okay, if you had your choice of any kind of like retail space or anything that you would make as the ideal squat, what would it be?
Denny's.
Okay. So when you play, you could be, what the fuck is up, Denny's? Absolutely.
No, but honestly, any spot, because a lot of these squats that we play aren't just doing punk shows or art shows. They're open, you know, week long, and they have like soup kitchens, and they'll do, you know, community feeds and stuff like that. So it's a spot for everybody, not just artists. It just enriches the community, and it would be amazing to see more of that happening in the U.S. with so many empty buildings around here, you know?
A lot of them would, like, double as living spaces and stuff for people, too. Like, you know, I mean, they host shows as a way to, like, you know, pay their bills, keep everything going, keep everybody taken care of, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure there's kids that grew up in there.
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing. God, I think it was one of the cities we played in Greece last time. One of the squats we stayed at had like a daycare.
Wow.
I remember getting up and walking to the van in the morning to go leave for the next town. And, you know, there was just like a kindergarten taking place. You know what
that's
I mean?
Amazing.
Out in the yard. Yeah,
that's
it's so wild,
cool.
Man.
Mine would be Cabela's. If there was a hollowed out Cabela's, imagine how epic that structure could be inside as like a punk space with like a school. There could be, I mean, they're so huge, right?
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Let's use a Cabela's. All right. I'm kind of burying the lead here. October 14th, they're going to be playing their hometown of Bremerton at the Charleston with Avscum from Sweden. Have you guys played with Avscum before?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Okay.
We are so excited.
Yeah.
And this is a band that's been around since the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, since I want to say like 82 or 83. Not 100% sure, but
they're definitely legendary.
Press royalty.
It's an honor to play with them. Mm-hmm.
And a band called Resistant Culture. And I would say that if this is a term that I've heard on Jamie Joseph from Hatebreed's podcast, he would call them Patch. What was it? patch platinum, where if you could go platinum for patches, they would be resistant culture. Another band from right here in the Northwest, Open Veins, and another Northwest band, Night Feeder. And you guys are going to be playing this one at your hometown in the Charleston. So you guys book the Charleston, is that right? You own and run?
Andy and I own and run the Charleston.
That's awesome. We're going to have to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to have to talk all about the Charleston and what a cool space that is in a little bit. So you guys are stoked for this this show. Are you guys going to be doing a run with Abscom, or is it just this one-off show?
It's just this one-off show with them.
Nice.
We just did the tour earlier this year, so we're kind of trying to take some time to record the next album. We have some material, and so we're trying to get into the studio and get that out there so that we can get some LPs out. So I'm probably going to chill on touring for a minute, but
totally.
We're going to do this one-off show with them. And then in November, we're playing the Belltown Yacht Club with Rat King.
Album,
mm-hmm. Or their tour kickoff.
Absolutely, man. Oh, that new album's going to kick ass. Rat King is incredible.
So solid. Yeah. Those guys are amazing.
I got so wrapped up in talking about the squats and everything that I kind of wanted to revisit because we did talk, like I said, during the pandemic. But in case people are just hearing you guys for the first time, why don't we get a little backstory of Generation Decline, if anyone cares to, humor me with retelling this story?
I guess I could do it.
Yeah, you want to do it?
So we started in about 2009, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So we started in 2009, and we've been through a few members throughout the years based on, like, everybody's interest and what our passions are at the moment. But, we're on our fifth album now, I think. We're about to record our fifth album, so we're doing pretty good, and it's we've just been trying to play a lot of shows and trying to get our message out and trying to get what we have as a band out there and creating the noise with different musicians that want to actually be part of it. So
I mean, 14 years
for a minute here. So.
Yeah,
for
sure.
We've 14 had this lineup for the last 4 years.
I've been in the band for almost 6 years, I think.
Four, five.
Yeah, I've been in the band for about 13.
I just met you guys downstairs.
We met outside.
No, we were a five-piece, but within the last 3 years.
Oh, this line.
Yeah, we've become a four-piece in the last few years.
Cool.
Like 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah. That's what I was.
Something like that. Anyways, it's been a while, man.
14 years as a band, that's... I mean, in punk and hardcore music, that's a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. So I'll ask, what keeps you guys motivated to keep going? Is it going out and touring the world and seeing, stuff like that? Is it just...
Yeah, that's definitely a massive inspiration when we hit the road and we get so much love and get to see these people that we've met over the years that have become family now, and they're stoked on our music and we're stoked to play for them. It all kind of reignites that fire. So, it just kind of keeps us coming back for more. So as long as we want to keep traveling the world and, making noise, I don't think any of us want to quit or, stop doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think just the fact of making art through music too, is another thing that just, we've all had that mentality in general of just doing this art form for as long as we can do it, and there's no time of quitting, at least in my opinion.
Lifers. I think that's what you call it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is definitely all right there.
Yeah, definitely lifers.
Us, so.
Yeah. And I'm just fueled by unadulterated rage.
There we go. Nice. I like
society
it.
Society is just real inspirational.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into a song here. And again, it's Generation Decline, and they're going to be playing at the Charleston on October 14th with Avscum from Sweden, Resistant Culture, Open Veins, and Night Feeder. And anyone want to say anything about Lullaby before we jump into it?
Nazis.
Right.
The Proud Boys.
There we go. Yeah. It's Generation Decline here on Metal Shop.
Again, whether never
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Lullaby here on Metal Shop, and I got a band from Bremerton called Generation Decline playing October 14th back at their hometown, the Charleston in Bremerton, with Avskum from Sweden, Resistant Culture, Open Veins, and Night Feeder. So I guess, yeah, now that I kind of asked earlier about the Charleston, so you guys own and operate the Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys the original owners of the Charleston?
Yeah, we started it back in 2008. It's an all-ages bar with ID music venue.
Yeah.
It's an old movie theater that we turned into a venue. And, we've been hitting it since 08. Just celebrated our 15-year anniversary.
That's incredible.
In April. So, yeah, we've been just stoked to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to be a short-lived project, but...
15 years later, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Holy crap. So... Did you guys scout this and find, was it a movie theater you guys used to go to? Or?
So when you're asking about good places to start venues or squats, like movie theaters are perfect. So they're already self-contained. All the music and noise is confined already. So
totally.
We found one of those.
Yeah, that's awesome. What have been some of the most epic shows you've seen or booked or presented at the Charleston over these 15 years?
I think the most epic was Linville Golding.
Yeah, Linville Golding of the Specials performed there.
Wow.
And
he performed with the Diablo Tones and performed a few special songs.
Yeah.
And it was for a friend of ours that passed away at Memorial, so it was just like the whole place was packed, like 500 people in the place. Our capacity is 400, way too overpacked.
Yeah.
It was one of those shows to where everybody's hearts were just like out on their sleeves and in the open. It was just, it was a memorable moment.
Mm-hmm. And then we had UK Subs and The Business a few years back.
That was a fun
so
show.
It's cool to host those bands that, you know, we grew up listening to that formed us into who we are, and seeing them come around and, you know, to be able to offer them a good time. It's really cool.
Would you say you guys specialize in any style of music, or is it all open?
It's primarily punk and metal, but we have a ton of indie shows, folk shows. We have hip-hop in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
We've been doing comedy nights lately.
Yeah, comedy nights, bluegrass, like all sorts of stuff. But mostly it's focused around DIY punk, metal.
Awesome. Right on. Well, I just wanted to get that shout out in here because you guys are doing an awesome thing across the water.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. So we got to talk a little bit about, you know... what got you into this crazy music? Because not everyone was born with like a Minor Threat CD, right? So, and let's start with you, Trevor. What got you into even just music? You know, was it your dad rocking some classic rock or something?
Man, definitely. My parents were a huge influence on me loving music. My old man, he was he always listened to a lot of like outlaw country.
Oh, awesome!
A lot of like old metal, like Ozzy, Metallica, you know, that kind of stuff. A lot of Pink Floyd. I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just like jamming out with my old man, working on cars back in the day. Just kind of really got me into it. Then as I got older, there's a band from White Center called Rat City Ruckus.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, those guys were buddies of mine. I mean, they still are. Don't get me wrong. So about 14 years old, started going to live shows. And
that's awesome.
Just totally blew my mind. Yeah. And ever since then, just really doubled down. Went and bought myself a bass and... and ran with it from there.
And you live in White Center?
I grew up in White Center. I live in South Park.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Ian? What got you into music?
My whole family kind of got me into music.
Awesome.
Because, like, my dad, he grew up in Wallingford. In the 80s, he was in a band called VHF.
Okay.
And they were, like, new wave kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Rock and roll kind of stuff. But growing up, it was a lot of, like, The Who was playing in my house. And
yeah.
My dad would play The Who, and my mom would play Cat Stevens, so
okay.
I'd do that stuff. And then my brother was really into, like, Limp Bizkit and stuff. But then he showed me Lamb of God's New American Gospel.
Good album.
I was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And right after that, it just like really kicked me straight into
absolutely
hardcore and punk rock and metal and stuff.
That's cool. You know, what's funny is that like Randy was like a punk crust punk guy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like big time, you know? Like,
well, yeah, he was like a train hopper dude
for a little bit. Totally.
Like, yeah.
And by the time he was in Lamb of God, he was a little older, you know? Yeah, it wasn't his first band, you
dude,
know?
Totally,
so,
yeah.
That guy's legit.
Yeah, he's cool.
And how about you? How about you, Angel? What got you into music, you know, as a little girl?
Oh, I've been playing piano since I was, like, young. My grandma wanted me to take over playing piano at the church that I went to when I was younger.
Wow.
And as I got older, I was like, I have some questions. And they didn't want to answer, so I found my own way with music, but I used to volunteer at different shops to get it. I was too broke to get into shows when I was like 14, 15, so I would volunteer to like make milkshakes or anything I could just to get in to be able to see the bands, and then started sticking around my friends with their band practices and slowly picking up instruments and being like, okay, can I try this? Do you mind if I...
Was this in Bremerton?
Yeah.
Awesome.
The Robin's Nest was a little shop outside of... It was a little coffee shop that the owner used to let all of us youngins come in and play pool and just, like, hang out and make milkshakes. If we couldn't afford to go to the shows, he would look out for us and give us jackets in the wintertime and, like, take care of us. So it was a cool spot to start to get into the scene, and then slowly getting into like Osrotten and Antiproduct and those kind of bands, I was like, this is my my calling. This is what I was supposed to be here for. So
I'm gonna
this is the creepy thing that I was supposed to like crawl into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sang.
Not to be all witchy,
heart.
But you know.
Yeah. This is the scene from Evil Dead that you're supposed
to be. I just felt the calling of the music.
Yeah. I got into music, I was born in India, so we didn't have like this is all like pre YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
So we were just, it was just all Bollywood and everything was a musical. And I was like, man, there's got to be something different out there. And then my cousins who lived in England at the time, they introduced me to Michael Jackson. They were like, dude, check it out. This guy can walk backwards.
No way.
And I was just hooked. I was like, what is this going on? Like, you know, just stoked on that. So I went to the tape shop there and they had like hundreds of Indian Bollywood tapes, and then there was like one skinny little section that had like Madonna, Michael Jackson, Metallica, Sabbath. So I was like, let me just get all those and just smash it into my head.
Yeah.
And when I moved to the States and moved to Bremerton, I discovered the underground music scene, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, you can just do this. You don't have to be like a rock star playing arenas. Like, you can just put together a show with your homies at a basement or on top of a pizza shop and have a killer time and meet cool people. And, you know, and that's kind of what got me going.
Why Bremerton of all places?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, from India to Bremerton?
Yeah, well, we moved to Downey near LA first.
Okay.
And then that was during 91, 92. It was during the riots.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think my folks were too stoked on that. So they're like, let's go north, and I think they knew somebody in Bremerton. So
okay.
It's just immigrants helping immigrants.
There we go. And I'm... Don't want to sound ignorant here, but are there any Indian punk and hardcore metal bands now that you might be able to look back?
Yeah, there's some popping up, but it's still kind of slim pickings. I haven't been back there since like 2001,
sure.
I think. So, but yeah, that's it's kind of like far and few between. It's the Bollywood scene is very like dominant there. That's anybody that gets into music immediately gets sucked into that. And they produce so many movies constantly that there's always work to do.
Oh, yeah.
Bollywood, so.
I do know that there's an Indian nu metal band called Bloodywood.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bloodywood?
Bloodywood. They have like a DJ. They're like straight up like Linkin Park, but from India.
Yeah.
They toured here. They're Bloodywood. Yeah. So
nice.
Check it out.
Check them out.
Yeah,
Indian
check that
nu
out.
Metal.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. We're going to go into another song here. And of course, this is Generation Decline. They're going to be playing October 14th at the Charleston in Bremerton, the venue that y'all own. And how'd you get on that show? Do you know someone who works there?
We know the owners.
Okay, okay, cool.
It's
nice.
Actually the guys from Abscum that, that
yeah,
asked
Abscum
us to play.
Okay, nice. All right.
It wasn't actually.
Abscum from Sweden, Resistant Culture, Open Veins, Night Feeder, and the band you're listening to, Generation Decline. We're going to go into No Thanks. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
No thanks.
No thanks. Okay, here it is. It's Generation Decline on Metal Shop. Was No Thanks by Generation Decline, October 14th at the Charleston in Bremerton. Take a ferry over, or if you're on the other side of the water, just drive on down to this awesome venue. It's All Ages Bar with ID, and it's a DIY venue. I mean, you're hearing the owners talk about it, and it sounds amazing. So I've been there 2 or 3 times. I need to get out there more. So I remember first time I ever went out there, I saw Ian's band, The Loss, played out there, I think, nice. With Power played some other bands. Sure. So, yeah.
Ugh, that band was so good. It was such a fun live.
Yes,
band.
They were.
Same with The Lost, too.
Talk about Bremerton, the power, man. That was freaking Tiki House, dude.
Waiting for somebody. Tiki House.
Insane. There needs to be a documentary about that. You know, I wish that there were just like this house where these kids live, and it's I mean, that's it wasn't a squat though, because they owned it, like the mom owned it. You know, yeah. They just let everyone live there and spray paint everything and just
Lori's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Awesome.
Lori yelled at the cops for us one night.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, they told me to stop the noise and I told them to off, and
that's amazing.
I'll just pay the ticket. Can everybody throw in $5? And everybody threw in the amount for the ticket that she got, and we paid it, so it was fine.
That's so cool. What an awesome.
That, she's down.
Yes, absolutely. Again, October 14th at the Charleston in Bremerton with Abscum, Resistant Culture, Open Veins, and Night Feeder. So this is a Northwest-focused show. Metal Shop's been in the community for like 40 plus years. I recently listened to an interview with Queensryche from 1982 on this radio show. So it's the longest running Seattle, metal radio show. And because of that, I need to know favorite Northwest bands. Let's talk about this music community. What are some of your favorite Northwest bands? Trevor, let's go back to you, man.
All right. Since I get to go first, I'm taking the easy one. Endorphins Lost.
Okay.
Yeah. They're great, man. Yes. Everything about them, fantastic.
I saw them at the, what's that bar over in by Boeing Field?
Lucky Liquor.
Lucky Liquor, yeah. I saw them for their record release show out there. That was with Theories. That was awesome. Dude.
Yeah, it's a great space to see them, too, because it is just going to be shoulder to shoulder.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Absolutely. Endorphins Lost. Okay, who you got? And you could say the same bands if you want.
Yeah.
But
also, no, you can't. Next. No, My favorite Northwest band right now, that's like newer and still around, is definitely Rat King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, those dudes are the sweetest guys in the world, and they play some of the heaviest music that I've ever seen. Their drummer is insane.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's just so much. They're just
Carlos,
such a,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, they're just such a fun band to watch. But my all-time Northwest favorite band, though, is Carp from Tumwater. Yeah. Do you know Carp?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Dude.
Come, yeah.
They went on and became...
we can take that out in post, right?
Big Business. No.
Turned into Carp, big business. Yep. But yeah, like Mustache is Wild, the self-titled albums, like those albums for me when I was in high school was like all I listened to.
And if you're listening to this and you don't know Carp, if you like Torch, if you like Melvins, if you like, you know, heavy riff driven, you know, even like Clutch, if you like stuff like that, you would definitely dig Carp. So check that out. And Angel, how about you? Favorite Northwest bands?
For the old schoolers, I have to say Whorehouse of Representatives.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not familiar. I know the name.
Late '90s, like, they are just magnificent, and the music that they play and the energy that they put out and the lyrics that they write, it's beautiful. Nowadays, I'd say who's still playing, maybe, like, I got a shout out to the Night Feeder boys.
Yeah.
Night Feeder is so good. They're just heavy D-beat crust, grindy, thrashy, just everything that you would want to melt your face, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Melt your face.
Yeah.
Like that. Night Feeder, are they from, where are they from?
Seattle.
Seattle? Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think, aren't they members of Death Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that, N.I.H.T.F.E.E.D.E.R?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool.
I wonder what it stands for.
As long as I got it. What the acronym is, no one knows.
As long as I got it right. Just making sure.
Shout out to Open
Beat. That was totally unnecessary. And how about you, man? What's your favorite?
I'd have to say, like, obviously, like, Death Raid has been a massive influx or massive influence on what we play. And like, I really dig their songwriting and stuff. And they're doing Night Feeder now. And then other bands like Impulse Noise, Rat King, these guys already mentioned. I'm taking this question last, so. But Open Veins just got a new singer. Shout out to Sadie. She's killing it. And if you want to see these bands, hit it hard. Check out Harsh Fest. There's a ton of Northwest bands, a bunch of hard hitters, a bunch of new bands that play it. And then you know, bands like Theories. Have been killing it, so.
Okay, so you got to break down Harsh Fest. Where is this? Is it like in Tenino or something?
No,
or?
It's in Montesano. It's like almost towards Aberdeen.
Okay.
And my buddy Zach Hicks books it. He plays in Burial Rites. They're a new grind band. But yeah, it's an annual thing. Happens every, I think, third weekend in June.
Yeah.
And it's bands mostly from the Northwest, but he'll have some bands come from, like, you know, the Midwest and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's power violence, grind, hardcore, stuff like that. So if you're into
it's
that,
like a camp out?
Yeah, it's a camp out. It's an outdoor thing. Yep. It's got a covered stage.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
dude, it's awesome.
A couple vendors. We make vegan chili from
the community kitchen.
Where is this again?
Montesano. It's like it's like right outside Aberdeen, like 10 minutes away, I think.
And then he does a winter Harsh Fest at the Charleston too.
Wow.
So we'll have like a big festival at the Chuck when it's a. An indoor season, and then outdoor, it's camping. So
that's so cool.
Also, Savage to Consecration.
Savage,
I'm getting some inspiration.
Let me pull up my list.
Gotta give the shout out to the homies.
But Scarp has been one of my favorites for a while, and they're just evil as so.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's all good.
Evil AF, bro.
So I had Lise from Filth is Eternal on, and she actually brought...
Filth is Eternal.
Hell yeah.
Well, there you go. See? They just keep on coming.
Yeah. So I had Lise in, and she brought up Savage because they did a tour together. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't familiar with Savage, and I was like, oh, so you know, have you guys played in bands before? And the guy's like, yeah, I was in a band called Capitalist Casualties. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. Okay, life.
A little band,
you know.
Yeah. You might have heard of
it. It was like, okay, cool. School me, brother.
You know, Savage is so good.
Hell yeah,
such
they
hard
are.
Hitters.
Yeah, they kick ass.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And Sweethearts.
Oh, totally.
So we're going to go into another song here by Generation Decline. Again, October 14th at the Charleston is where you can see them. The band from Sweden called Avscum with Resistant Culture with Open Veins and Night Feeder. We're going to go into Need to Scream. Anything to say about Need to Scream?
If you're feeling a little pent up because of some frustrations lately, here's your chance to let it out.
Here's your anthem. Here it is. It's Generation Decline here on Metal Shop. It's Metal Shop here on the Rock. That was a band called Generation Decline over here from Bremerton. Thanks for making the drive or actually taking the ferry over.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
So many cold corn dogs.
Nice.
They weren't even out. They just came out of the freezer, man.
They're going to be heading back over on October 14th to play their hometown of the Charleston, a place that they own and run this awesome DIY space with Avscum from Sweden, Resistant Culture, Open Veins, and Night Feeder. While you're here, is there anyone you'd like to thank or shout out or, show some love to?
Definitely a shout out to every single person that's playing in bands, that's keeping the scene alive, everybody that's going out to shows. I know sometimes you might be tired, you don't want to go out, but it's once you get there and the music hits, it's takes you to a different place. So hold on to that feeling, everybody that's doing all the behind the scenes stuff, booking shows, picking up bands from airports, cooking food for them, like it's definitely a group effort. Like,
yeah, it takes a tribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the amazing Northwest DIY community we have going on.
Yeah. Right on. And anyone else? Or shout out to your mom?
Shout out to all the haters.
There you go. You're what fuels me.
I told you I could do this.
If people can't make it out to the show on October 14th, what's the best way to support y'all and pick up your music or...
Just send us an email, send us a message, and
look it up online. Bandcamp. All of our music is free online. Like we're here to get the music out and to get the feeling out of the message of our music. So it's if you want to support, yeah, thank you for your support, and yeah, we'll keep playing it.
Keep going out to shows. You'll catch us.
Yeah,
hell yeah, right on. Generation Decline, another way. I gotta ask this. I need a volunteer, someone who is Trevor. Okay.
All right.
Yep. So, Trevor.
Yeah.
I need you to muster up as much confidence to be the outspoken, cheesy radio DJ guy. So I want you to be as boisterous and as corny as possible to be like, you're listening to KISW, okay? So, but I need you to say, you're listening to Generation Decline here on Metal Shop, okay? Introduce what your name is. And we need them. You guys going to film this? For some blackmail?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So your name, your band, and you're listening to Metal Shop.
Give us your best radio voice.
Hey, this is Trevor's suspiciously thick Englehart, and you are listening to Generation Decline on Metal Shop.
Amazing.
Yes. Bravo.
Bravo.
It's another way here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.